Hey guys, JC here. Just wanted to chime in here right before the episode kicks off and just say thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Just crossed over 10,000 downloads. I've only been doing this for about a month now, so it's pretty awesome to have so many subscribers already and people actually listening and tweeting me and emailing me and kind of wanting to participate and actually make a community out of this. So props to you. I really appreciate you listening. Please share with your friends, and if you have 30 seconds, please go over to iTunes and leave a review so other people can discover this podcast. Hello, welcome to HODL Daily. I'm your host, JC Hyatt, and I am back after, what's it been, almost 2 weeks now? So I relapsed with the flu and was in bed and did not have a voice that you would enjoy listening to. So, maybe I never have had a voice that you enjoy listening to, who knows? But either way, I didn't have a voice that I could actually use to record podcast episodes, and so the show did not go on. I am finally kind of back at things now and trying to get back in the swing of things, and so I wanted to pick things back up and talk a little bit today about the difference between coins and tokens. Now, a lot of times people use these terms interchangeably, and that's okay and forgivable to some degree. I think to some degree it is even okay to, like, completely okay to say coin and token. I'm going to try to clear up some of the confusion here. I myself have been a little confused about this, and so I've read a little bit, and I'm trying to figure out, trying to make sure I really understand this. But I will share what I've learned, and if I say something wrong if there's something I could elaborate on further, then tweet at me and let me know. So, coin and token. Now, the kind of basic definition is that a coin is an asset that has its own blockchain. Okay, so we've covered what blockchain is, and Bitcoin has its own blockchain, Ethereum has its own blockchain, Litecoin has its own blockchain, etc. And what this means is it has its own distributed ledger and record of transactions for that currency. A token, on the other hand, does not necessarily have its own blockchain, but rather it's typically used more for utility on another blockchain. So let me see how to break that down. So Ethereum has its own coin, Ether, and its own blockchain, and we've covered that Ethereum allows you to host other apps on top of it, right? And so those apps, those decentralized apps, similar to like Zero Sum in the previous episode, if you haven't listened to that yet, they're building on a decentralized version of their platform on the Ethereum blockchain. So Ethereum has its coin, and then the decentralized apps, they have typically what are called tokens, because the way it works for these decentralized apps typically is they have something called an ICO. And so I guess I need to go a little bit about what ICOs are. ICO stands for initial coin offering. And a lot of times we will use this term interchangeably with like a token sale, because especially in the context of a decentralized app on the Ethereum blockchain, a token sale is probably the more appropriate term, because it's really a token getting generated, not necessarily a coin. So you have this ICO take place, and what happens is this is the means by which these decentralized companies, these decentralized apps like Zero Sum, for instance, they raise startup capital, they raise funds. And the way it works is you contribute, in their case, like in Zero Sum's case, Ether, and you get back some of the asset they generate, so the ZFX token, all right? And that token is what you use to do things on their app. Now, sometimes it's more than just, you know, utility. Sometimes it gives you rights to vote in particular decisions or things like that. It's kind of like owning a piece of that company to a degree, and actually in some cases it really is owning a piece of that company, because some of these coins, especially ones that give you kind of privileges like that, are getting classified as securities by the SEC. So at least to the government, it is kind of like owning some of that company. So the tokens, the reason you would call something a token is because it has some kind of use for a decentralized app of sorts. But it isn't necessarily a currency. Like, you wouldn't necessarily, pay some, it wouldn't be necessarily widely used for, if we have like a, say, a decentralized Netflix app running on the Ethereum blockchain. Well, whatever token that Netflix app generates, that you use to, pay for its service or to, rate or whatever, that, wouldn't necessarily be like a token that you would also like go, pay somebody for a website for, or pay for, groceries or whatever. Like, it wouldn't necessarily be widely used. I'm not sure if it's really like impossible. Like, maybe there could be something that could be widely used and used as a token. There probably is, and I'm just not aware of it. But anyway, that's generally the difference. And so this episode is sponsored by Zero Sum. And so I actually will talk a little bit about their token sale and use it as an example here. So Zero Sum is having their token sale right now over for the next 12 days. And so it's lasting through, I believe, the 31st of January. And the way it works is, if you're not familiar with Zero Sum, you should definitely go back and listen to the previous episode. In general, it is a platform that's been around for years that allows you to participate in trading events, and running the risk of losing massive amounts of money yourself, you can participate in these kind of virtualized events, and you can see, how great your trading skills themselves are, and you actually can earn money by being the best trader in the room. And so it's definitely something worth checking out. And Zero Sum, going back to their token sale, they're having their token sale right now at zfxtoken.com, and it's going on for the next 12 days. And what is happening, what this means, is they are accepting Ether for their in exchange for the ZFX token. Okay, and so to participate in this, you'll have to have some Ether, and then a compatible wallet that they can send back the new token, the ZFX token, to. It's called an ERC20 compatible wallet. The easiest one to use is myetherwallet.com. I think that's the one I use, at least with my Trezor. But what's happening is you'll send Ether to their address. All right, and you're basically sending it into a smart contract, and the smart contract knows to take that money and then issue you whatever the ratio is for their ZFX token to send that amount of ZFX tokens. That's, in ratio to how much Ether you sent, to take that amount of ZFX token and then send that to your wallet. All right, now that was a mouthful, but why you would do that is, well, then you'll have ZFX token to actually use on the platform, maybe other things, like perhaps participate in voting on their roadmap, things like that. I'm not sure all of the benefits that the ZFX token will afford you, but you'll be able to, at the bare minimum, use it to enter their trading events, and then they get your Ether, because that's how they raise money, and in order to run their app on the Ethereum network, they have to actually pay the network in Ether. Okay, and so that's why these decentralized apps need to, you know, since they're not on their own blockchain, they've got to pay the blockchain that their app is running on, if that makes sense. So since Zerosum is on the Ethereum blockchain, they have to pay the Ethereum network in Ether in order to keep their, you know, to actually have their app run on that blockchain. And so that is, at least as I understand it, the difference between a coin and a token. A coin is more of a store of value or a means of transfer for goods and services. It's really more of a currency. A token, I believe, can be a currency, but it's not necessarily a currency. And more times than not, I think it's just a means of utility or a means of, you know, voting or participating, owning a share of a decentralized app, things like that. That's really more of what it's for. And so hopefully that cleared things up for you guys. Again, go check out Zerosum at their token sell page at zfxtoken.com. Give it a look over. They have a white paper there that you can read if you are interested in really digging into it and trying to understand what they're building. And they also have a Discord channel. If you aren't familiar with that, that's just essentially a community chat that they have, and you can go and kind of chat with the developers or other people who are involved with the project or following it. And so go check that out. And definitely, I believe you can actually just go to zerosummarkets.com today if you just want to kind of check out their platform. But I don't think it's currently on the blockchain yet. It's not currently decentralized, but you can still, they've been running since like 2015, I believe. And so you can go and actually sign up for an account today and check it out. And, you know, you could spend $10 and participate in a trading event. And I believe the last episode, Lawrence said you can win $750, I believe, was the payout for being the best trader at the event. So yeah, definitely go check that out, zerosummarkets.com. And as always, if you like this, please leave a review on iTunes. We just crossed 20,000 downloads, and so which is awesome, and I would greatly appreciate that. And if something didn't make sense today, I'd be happy to try to clarify or expound on certain topics. And so reach out to me via Twitter at HODLDaily. So I can see your questions, and I'll be happy to answer those. And that's going to do it for today. And I will talk to you soon.